In this video, we're going to talk about the Emotions API. This builds on the Face API. It does the same thing. It can detect where faces are, but it goes a little further. It actually looks at the picture and analyzes what is the emotion of those faces in it. Are they happy? Are they sad? Are they disgusted or angry? And what confidence does the computer have that it actually is expressing the emotion that it thinks it's expressing? This takes a lot of machine learning behind the scenes. This service has looked at a lot of different pictures of faces and analyzed them, and it's got a good idea about what happy people look like, what sad people look like, and so on. And now that's exposed to you as a RESTful web service. Because it's a RESTful web service, you can call from just about any platform, any language, any development environment, any operating system. It's just HTTP and JSON moving back and forth. To get started, we go to microsoft.com/cognitive services, and we're going to go down to the APIs and select emotion right here. And in here, you'll see there are some examples of it here. This is a picture that it's analyzing right now. You can see there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 faces visible. One of them is actually very small and a little bit out of focus, and it's still doing some analysis of it. So it detected all these faces, and it returned some JSON, and this is the JSON that it returned. It's an array of objects. Each object contains a face rectangle, identifying exactly the boundaries and the size of that face, and then a set of scores. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different scores for anger, contempt, disgust, fear, happiness, neutral, sadness, and surprise. Each one of these represents a possible emotion that face might be experiencing, and this number next to it is a score indicating how confident the computer is that particular face is experiencing that particular emotion. So you notice anger has a 9 to the, times 10 to the negative 13, a very, very low score. It's pretty confident that face that it's looking at here is not angry. Same thing with this. Contempt, very low score, 10 to the negative 9th. Disgust, 10 to the negative 11th. Fear, 10 to the negative 14th. Happiness, 0.9999999, etc. It's very high confidence that this face is experiencing happiness. And that makes sense. All these faces seem to be smiling. And then neutral is 10 to the minus 7. Sadness is 10 to the minus 12. And surprise is 10 to the minus 11. Everything else is very small. So it's pretty certain that every one of these faces is happy. And it's a whole array of faces. You can see that there's one set of face rectangles with a set of scores for every one of them in this array. So that's repeated 5 times over. All of them are happy. Here's one with just one face in it. And it's detected that, so it's an array of just one object, and you can see that it looks like surprise is the highest score here. So this kid with the big eyes and the wide open mouth is more surprised than anything else. It's hedging a little bit. Happiness is about 0.13. So these numbers vary from 0 to 1. 1.0 would be the highest possible score. 0.0 would be the lowest possible score. Here's another one where this woman is showing what looks like disgust. And if we come down here, disgust, 0.71 score. Sadness is not terribly low, but everything else is, and anger is not terribly low, but the rest of them are quite low. Contempt, fear, neutral, these are all very, very low scores. Obviously, it doesn't think that those are the emotions that are being displayed. Now, you can call this yourself. There is, in fact, an API for that. The documentation is here under developers. I go to the documentation, and you can see that for the Emotion API, there's the API reference right here. You need to call this URL, and you need to send a post to that URL. Post HTTP request to this URL right here. In the headers of that, there are two possible headers. One is the content type, and that's what's to tell it what is going to be in the body. And the other is the key, and we're going back to the key in a second. As far as the content type, that describes what's in the request body. In the request body, you've got two options. One is you can send JSON, and it'll look like this. URL, colon, and then the URL of the picture to send, or if you want to send content type octet stream, then you just send some binary data. So whatever one you send, you want to make sure that this matches up with it. And it's that simple. And then you'll get back some JSON. And that JSON will look like this. Well, first you'll get a response back. If it's a 200, HTTP 200 is an okay response. It means everything was good. That means it was successful. And what you'll get back is JSON, similar to what we just saw in the last example here. You'll get an array of objects, and each object will have a face rectangle with a left top height and width of that rectangle, identifying where the face is, and then a set of scores for each of these eight possible emotions. And then here's some possible errors you might get back, 401, 403, 429, indicating what happened. If it was denied, let's say you put the wrong key in, you probably get a 401 back. If you've gone over your limit for the month, you get the free account, then you may have to wait and you'll get a 403 error and so on. Let's take a look at this testing console. This testing console will actually make this REST call right from within our browser. So in here, we're going to specify what the headers are. We'll say that we're going to send it the content type of JSON, and then we need to know what our subscription key is. To get that, let me go back to the home and click on my account. And here are all my keys. So I will grab the emotion key right here. Show it. And I'll paste it or copy it. And then I'll hide it. And then I'll paste it into here. All right. And then now I need a picture. And let's just grab a picture. We'll look for sad people on the internet. Want to make sure that it's an image that I can use. So I'm going to filter this by public domain pictures of sad people. There's a sad child right there. Let's use that one. Copy. And when I go back to here, I'll paste in that URL. And if I've done everything correct, it should send a request that looks very much like this. It'll be a post to this URL. It'll contain in the header the content type of JSON and the subscription key, my key for that service. In the body, it'll contain this JSON here with the URL of a picture of a sad child. I'll click send, and if it all looks good, then I should get back a 200 response. I do, and here's the data that came back to me. It's this JSON. There was only one face in there, and it looks like anger is low, contempt is low, disgust is 10 to the negative 5, fear is low, happiness is low, neutral is about 1, and sadness is about 0.02. So it didn't think it was a sad child. It thought it was a neutral child, so that's kind of interesting. Maybe because the child was turned away a little bit. But it came back with a confidence level of what the emotions were. Now, you'll notice that if I go back to here, under the documentation, I have documentation for C# and for Python. And that's because there are libraries that are available to us that we can use. So with C#, there are examples here that we can do it. And what you can do is add that library. It's a NuGet package. You can add a NuGet package, and you can then use some strongly typed objects to make those web service calls for you. Let me show you an example of that. Here I have a Universal Windows application, and it's written in C#. Of course, I could create an HTTP object, and I could send my requests, my post requests to that same URL. I could certainly do that, but there's a library that will help me with that. It's available via a NuGet package. So I can right-click in this project and say Manage NuGet Packages and search for Oxford Emotion. I use Oxford because it's that was the name of this product until a few days ago. Here's Microsoft Project Oxford.Emotion. You can add that to your project. Add that NuGet package, and it'll add any references in the right order, any configuration that you need. Now, I've already done that here. What that did was that allowed me to create an object that will manage this. So what I have is this object here, the Emotion Service Client. And if I look at this, this is part of that library. You'll see that Motion Service Client is in this namespace right here. And in the constructor, I'm going to pass my API key, which I'll get from the website. I can get that if I go back to my account right here. Every one of these services has a key. In fact, it has two keys. I can use either one. But if I show this key right here and copy it from here, that's the key that I'm going to use. Once I've created this Emotion Service Client, then I can call this method here, recognize async. And as the name implies, it's asynchronous, so I want to put await in front of it, and this will asynchronously make a web service call. It'll pass in this image URL. And the image URL I'm just going to pull out from a drop-down list on the screen, and when this does return, the results will be an array of what are called emotions. And if I look at the emotions, this is also part of the library. Right here, an emotion that has a face rectangle, which has the top, the width, height, the top, left, that sort of thing, and a list of scores, which has the anger and the happiness and the all those scores with a value from 0 to 1. All the things that we saw before in the JSON that was returned, but it's returned as a strongly typed out. It's a little bit easier to work with. And that's what I'm going to get here. And then all I'm doing in the rest of this is I'm just formatting this on the screen. So I get the JSON back. I get this array of emotion results, and I just loop through. I find out what the highest one is, and I say, this is the highest one is anger or sadness or happiness. And it's done. It thinks so with a confidence of 85%. And then I output them all as well. So that's all I'm doing down here. Let's take a look at this in action. When I run this, I've created a Windows form here with one big button here and a couple of text boxes up there. And if you look at this, there's a picture of a child who looks kind of angry. I click on Get Emotions, and it returned anger is the most likely response. It's 93% certain that that is anger. And here's all the raw results. 0.93 for anger, and everything else is 0.001, 0.02 or lower. Pretty low for the rest of them. And I just have a drop-down list of different URLs. So here's Sad LeBron here. Click Get Emotions for Sad LeBron. And it's not unexpected. It's showing sadness. 91% sadness. Everything else is very low. I'll just loop through them all. There's only a few of them here. This is a bunch of people. Looks like they're all smiling. So if I click on this, I should see a number of faces. There are 9 faces in here, and all of them are showing happiness with a very, very high degree of confidence. In fact, you can see in here with these raw results that the happiness level is very high for all of them, and everything else is very, very low. And the last one actually is also multiple faces, but in this one, I've got different emotions. So the same person, but 3 different emotions in his face. When I run that, I should get 3 results back, each one with a different emotion: neutral, happiness, and sadness. That's all done from C# using this NuGet package and these libraries, all based on this Emotion Service Client and its important method here, recognize async. In this demo, we've shown you how to call the Emotions API of Microsoft Cognitive Services, both through REST and through a .NET library. I'm David DeGiard. Thank you for watching.